Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. 34 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning, as we deal with the ongoing Hurricane Sally situation. I wouldn't say the aftermath, but we're not quite to aftermath yet. I guess aftermath in terms of present tense, if you will. But we're still working through it. I just saw some pictures. 3 Mile Bridge in Pensacola, the bridge that crosses from downtown Pensacola to Gulf Breeze there, missing a segment. That's going to be... I feel for you people that make that commute across that bridge. So you're going to have to go way out of your way to get to town. But obviously the construction barge hit that bridge in Pensacola. So anyway, we're keeping an eye on things here. Let us know what you're seeing, what you're hearing. 3425134301106. Let's jump to the phone line. Joining us now, my good friend, State Representative Matt Simpson. Matt, how are things for you this morning?
Jeff, we're blessed. You know, the family is safe. The house is intact. That's pretty much all you can ask for. We've had some trees go down and some power lines down in the yard and, you know, a number of superficial damage, but that's all replaceable. This stuff, you know, everybody's safe, and that's what's most important.
Yeah, and I was driving this morning, probably not the wisest thing to do, but driving into Mobile and going through Daphne and that was my general assessment too. There were just some trees blocking roads in places, but nothing that it doesn't look like it's too catastrophic. But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you know, the storm, the winds were still blowing as of about 30 minutes ago, pretty hard. So we're making sure that nothing falls down later. You know, this is one of those strange storms where it starts as a Category 1 that's going to hit New Orleans and nobody's really paying attention to it. And the next thing you know, it turns and it blows. And then when it hits that hard for that long with the wind that was coming through for that period of time, you know, I'm just very grateful that we don't have a large catastrophe on our hands.
Are you hearing from anyone or anything? I guess you're probably getting a lot of the same information we're seeing, but it looks like it's very slow moving, and it really did a number to just to the east there in the central parts of Baldwin County.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. You know, you had the flooding issues. Everybody knew that was going to be the flooding issues, but I've been listening to the EMA reports, and we've been had a number of people reach out from all over the state. The White House has reached out. The governor's office has reached out. The Speaker of the House. You know, everybody's checking on us, making sure we're doing okay and seeing if we need anything. And, you know, I am one of those that I will sit and tell everybody, hey, if you need anything, I'll be happy to get you in contact with the people that can help you.
Yeah, and that's really, it sounds to me like we had Congressman Byrne on just a little bit while ago, but it sounds to me like the real challenge here, once we get out of the immediate danger, the cleanup and getting things situated and trying to get back to normal, probably weren't as prepared, at least I wasn't as prepared as I could be for this thing.
No, and on my street, I'm trapped into my street. I can't go anywhere because I got power lines and three trees down blocking me in. So we prepared, but we didn't prepare for food-wise. So we've got some stuff. We'll be fine. We'll make it through. That's part of living down here. You just kind of learn to eat the peanut butter and jelly and the bread and all that stuff. So it's we'll be all right. I think the cleanup, the most important thing you're going to have to ask for is just patience with people right now. You know, the power companies are going to be overwhelmed. They're going to be stressed. The linemen are going to do all they can to help get as many people service as quick as they possibly can. But it's going to be a while. It's not going to be something that's going to, you're going to snap your fingers and say, okay, the storm's out. Everybody should have power by tomorrow. You know, it looks like from the nature of some of this stuff, it looks like it's going to be some delayed power outages.
I mean, that seems kind of typical, though. I mean, well, it's a slow moving storm, but you're not going to, the winds still haven't died down. It's not going to be as simple as just right now. They got teams dispatched. No, it's like my colleague Sean Sullivan saying, you can't get up in those bucket trucks with the wind howling like it is.
Exactly. And, you know, we've got to have a little grace and a little patience for everybody. And it just causes more stress if people get, you know, angry and start getting frustrated with the companies and everybody from that point. So we just need to ask the public and everybody just to, you know, understand that it's everybody's going through this and everybody wants what's best, and everybody wants everybody's power to be on. So just be patient.
Yeah, and I guess that urging that patience is the biggest part of it. But the damage, as far as I can tell, at least where you and I live, I live in Daphne as well. Not hearing as many reports of Daphne, hearing a little bit from Fairhope, but mostly it seems to be the beaches and then a little further north there, Foley and Summerdale, Robertsdale.
Yeah, and I haven't heard, the great news is I haven't heard any information on any fatalities. So, you know, anything we're talking about right now is just stuff. It's just items of personal, you know, what people own. And that's bad, and we want to make sure we get that fixed. But at the end of the day, the lack of loss of life is what's most important down here.
Yeah, and it's still not completely out of the woods. You know, it doesn't, obviously it's not howling around as much as it was, but with down power lines, down trees, thinking you could make it or whatever, you got to be aware of the dangers, particularly they're still out there, even though maybe the storm is, or the worst of the storm has passed on through.
Exactly. That's when people start getting in trouble trying to, you know, sightsee and trying to see what everything happened and what it looks like when people what's down and what damage was done. Maybe trying to cross into a road that they're familiar with, but they're not familiar with the amount of flooding that's going on that road currently.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that the public stays in as much as they can. Stay in right now and let the professionals be the professionals and do their job, and don't cause any of the first responders to come out to have to save you. That stops them from saving others.
Well, that's the thing, though. You don't want to put first responders in harm's way, because they have to get out there. And if you're out and about, like you said, sightseeing, then something could happen to you, and you could put those guys in harm's way where they may be needed elsewhere.
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, taking care of yourself and taking care of your family. And you know, if you can walk and see what a neighbor's doing and something along those lines, but don't touch down power lines. Don't get out and drive. Don't get out and just see what's going on in the city and in the county. You know, just stay put for a little while. Let everybody get safe and let everybody do what they can to make sure that we don't have any more and make this any worse than it already is.
Right, because that's what we can learn from previous storms, that getting out and about, you know, flooded roadways and things like that, you think you can make it, you don't know. We obviously know that, but it's the slow moving nature, and still some remnants still out there. But I also think you know, as the storm moves on, we're gonna see once maybe some more flooding, once some of these rivers, the waters come down back down south to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, I think we're also in a little bit of danger of what time high tide is coming in. I think high tide's going to be around 10:30 from everything that I've seen, so it's right about now. So, you know, you worry about the tides coming in and what all is out there and how that's going to play out. So just everybody stay safe and try not to, you know, don't be a hero right now.
Yeah, that's great advice. And beyond that, you told us have you heard from the governor? Have you heard from anybody on the state level?
Yeah, I mean, the governor's office reached out yesterday, letting us know that if they've got resources available, if we need anything, if we're, you know, how we can help them, how they can help us if we have any emergencies or anything in our area with the. Any resources or any type of help that they can give our district. They were interested in that. The federal government reached out. They said the White House reached out, which was nice to hear. You know, they reached out and said, hey, if there's anything we need, let me tell you what resources we have available, and we're getting ready to send them down your way. So, you know, they've been great. The American Kidney Foundation reached out and said, hey, we've got some information about grants. If you would let people know that there are grants available for people that have dialysis or are suffering from kidney function failures, and they are in danger from what's going on right now for power loss or anything like that. The American Kidney Fund has some help. They can help with people there. You know, the Speaker of the House has reached out personally down here. The Mobile and Baldwin delegation have stayed in touch. We kind of have a little text chain where we reach out, and that crosses party lines. So we've all been in touch this morning, making sure everybody's doing okay and seeing what we can have. A couple people may have evacuated to get away from those low-lying areas. And so, just kind of staying in touch with everybody and seeing what we can.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing we can do is this isn't a time to play politics. This is a time to help your neighbor, help your people, help understand that, if people are in trouble. And some of the best way you can help right now, again, is stay home until it's clear.
Yeah, I assume that, I don't want to say the word, there's practice or whatever. You never can be fully prepared for the situation. But you, and I'm sure that on the local level particularly, there are, you war game this out, you plot it out, and you look at what could happen, because these storms, whether we like it or not, they're kind of just a reality of living down here on the Gulf Coast.
They are. We've been blessed. We haven't really had a direct hit since Ivan, if you will, 2004, I'll say. Katrina, we had some damage. But as far as anything coming right through Baldwin County, it's been Ivan since that happened. I did have an opportunity last month to go to the Baldwin EMA when they had, we were focusing on Laura and Marco, to get updates and see how they handle things and see how the county operates. And the county's been great. The county commission, Chairman Billy Joe Underwood, Joe Davis, Jeb Ball, and Skip Gruber they've war gamed this stuff out. Part of the problems you want to make sure that they've gone through is if they open up a shelter, are there precautions and procedures in place to deal with this COVID-19 stuff? They've already programmed that. They've already prepared that. So they were ready. Just because it's been a while doesn't mean they haven't practiced this and gotten ready for this. And I want to commend them. The county level, the county EMA, sheriff's office, Hoffman had a rough day yesterday being out and trying to figure out and plan and get his deputies and get everybody organized on what we've got. We've got some people down here that are good people in good roles, and they're doing a great job to try to make sure that the citizens of Baldwin County are safe.
Right, because as there's you never fully prepare for it, but you got to know where the hot spots are. We had the sheriff on yesterday kind of talking about that. I would assume probably once we hear things, though, that they'll put in some kind of curfew, and we'll try to try to get back to normal, but it's going to take time. And then on top of that, you got the COVID-19 stuff you got to deal with. So it just sounds like there's just a bunch of different moving parts and pieces.
It's 2020, Jeff. What can you say? There's just always something going on in 2020 right now.
So and this doesn't even seem like it's the, it's certainly a low point in 2020, but it doesn't seem quite like the, I guess we'll have to wait and see, but man, what just another thing to add to the list of the year so far.
Yeah, it's, this is one of those years you just expect the worst and prepare for it and expect the unexpected, and that's just kind of what we're working on right now.
What's next for you once you get able to move around? What do you think? You go out, assess damage, and just try to play like be an intermediary between that and other agencies within the government?
Yeah, but what I want to do is make sure that the people of the District 96 are taken care of. If anybody needs anything, I want to make sure that they have the ability to get into contact with people that have resources that can help them. Part of this job is helping the people. It's not just about arguing about politics. It's about helping people. And now is an opportunity when we step up and say, hey, this group has this money set aside to help, so I'm trying to connect that group with people that need the money. I'm trying to connect people that need help with people that can help. And just, like you're saying, being an intermediary and trying to help and be an advocate for the people of the district and say, look, this is what we need to focus on. This is what we can do. These are the resources that are available to help you. I don't cross these lines too often, but I do have to say my wife is the executive director of the United Way of Baldwin County. So when they get activated and they start going full bore and trying to help people, I expect them to do what they can to help people and start putting people in touch with people who need help.
Well, Matt, stay safe out there. I won't keep you much too longer, but like you said, those constituent services really are important right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeff, I want to tell you, if anybody needs anything, if anybody, you know, in our district or not within our district, regardless, please call our delegation office in Baldwin County. That number is 251-990-4615. That's 251-990-4615. And our office will be accepting calls and trying to help people do the best we can.
Yeah, if anything, you can point folks in the right direction and let them know where they can go when things are able to, I guess right now, but just trying to get back to some kind of normalcy.
Absolutely.
Matt, stay safe out there, like I said, and we'll do it all again, hopefully under better circumstances real soon.
Back in the studio next time, Jeff.
All right, man. Thanks for making time for us.
Yes, sir.
That was State Representative Matt Simpson from over in Daphne. If you're Baldwin County, and you can reach out to the Baldwin County Delegation Office, 251-990-4615. Want to hear from you? 251-343-0106. That's 251-343-0106. If you can give us, tell us what you're seeing out there. We very much appreciate it. This is the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. I learned the path.